As you read through the book of Judges, you can't help but parallel what takes place in this book with your own battles in the Christian life. You'll find so many similarities, so many parallels. God gives victory time and again. Even as we're going to read here in Judges chapter 1, if you have your Bibles, I'm not going to read all of this chapter, but I want to read as an introduction to the verses I'm trying to get to this afternoon, how God gives victory time and again. Beginning in verse 1 of Judges chapter 1, now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, "Who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them?" And the Lord said, "Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand." And Judah said unto Simeon his brother, "Come up with me into my lot, that we may fight against the Canaanites, and I likewise will go with thee into thy lot." So Simeon went with him. And Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hand. And they slew of them in Bezek 10,000 men. And they fought Adonibezek in Bezek, and they fought against him, and they slew the Canaanites and the Perizzites. But Adonibezek fled, and they pursued after him and caught him, and cut off his thumbs and his great toes. And Adonibezek said, 70 kings, having their thumbs and their great toes cut off, gathered their meat under my table, as I have done. So God hath requited me. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and there he died. Now the children of Judah had fought against Jerusalem, and had taken it, and smitten it with the edge of the sword, and set the city on fire. And afterward the children of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites that dwelt in the mountain, and in the south, and in the valley. You know, notice there's two places here. There's the mountain, there's the valley. And there in the south. Verse 10, and Judah went against the Canaanites that dwelt in Hebron. Now the name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, and they slew Sheshai and Ahiman and Talmai. And from thence he went against the inhabitants of Debir, and the name of Debir before was Kirjath Sefer. Then the verses that follow to verse 16, you have Caleb's challenge that was taken up by Othniel. But let's go to verse 17. And Judah went with Simeon his brother, and they slew the Canaanites that inhabited Zephath and utterly destroyed it, and the name of the city was called Hormah. Also Judah took Gaza with the coast thereof, and Ashkelon with the coast thereof, and Ekron with the coast thereof. Now, you get to verse 19, and it presents somewhat of a paradox, and this is where I want us to look this afternoon. It says in verse 19, and the Lord was with Judah. Now, if God is with somebody, that means God's strength is available to them. They simply need to go in reliance upon him. Is God with you? Hopefully you can say, yes, God is with me. What then can you not do? If God is with you, what can you not do? You and God, somebody once said, make a majority. Regardless of who you're up against. So, verse 19 again, and the Lord was with Judah, and he drave out the inhabitants of the mountain. So he was very successful in driving out the inhabitants of the mountain. I'm saying he, as in Judah the tribe. But could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley. Look up here, please. He could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley. Wait a second. God is with him, and he drove out the inhabitants of the mountains. But he could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley. Wait, God is with him, is he not? Yes. Why then is he able to drive out the inhabitants of the mountain, but not of the valley? Well, let's finish the verse. So the Lord was with Judah. Judah was able to conquer the enemy of the mountains. Yet it also says the Lord is with Judah, but could not conquer the enemy of the valley. Because, well, they had chariots. They had iron chariots. That's why I've entitled this, Those Intimidating Chariots of Iron. Why couldn't Judah get victory over the inhabitants of the valley? God was with Judah. So what's the problem? He was able to drive out the enemy in the first instance, but not in the second, even though the Lord was with him. There's another account in Scripture where the children of Israel were able to drive out the inhabitants of this place, but they couldn't do it in the mountains because they weren't prepared for those who fought the way they did in the mountains. But here they can't do them in the valley because they have chariots. So what are chariots of iron to God Almighty? What's a chariot of iron to him? What is a tank, a Sherman tank to him? But if a tank, what was the tank? What were the tanks called that they had in Germany? Tiger tanks, those were intimidating. Yeah, God could help the Americans with their Sherman tanks, but not when they went up against those Tiger tanks. Wait, what are you saying? That God can't do some things? Is that the problem here? Is God the problem here? Is that why they can't now defeat these enemies in the valley? Now, folks, we need to make application here because I started off by saying the book of Judges parallels what takes place in our Christian life with our Christian battles. I'm talking about Christian, not battles that you have with some other person. I'm talking about the battles you have on your own heart. Not doing the things you should do and doing the things that you shouldn't do as a Christian. And there are some things you know well that you have easy victory over. I mean, that doesn't bother you. I've got victory over that. But you know as well as I do that each of us have those little battles that we fight as individuals that we go, chariots of iron. I cannot get victory here. This is hard. Well, wait a second. The God who gave you victory on the mountain against those inhabitants, is he not the same one who can give you victory over the chariots of iron in the valley? So the problem is not God. There's another problem that's here. Did the chariots of iron somehow make it too hard for God? He once asked a skeptical Sarah, is anything too hard for the Lord? And so I apply that here. Is there any chariot which God can't defeat? We laugh at that. And Jeremiah 32, 17, Ah, Lord God, Jeremiah says, Behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Matthew 19, 26, With God, all things are possible. When Mary was told that she would be the one who would give birth to the Messiah, and she questioned the angel about that, the angel replied this way, With God, nothing shall be impossible. In Philippians 4, 13, you know this verse, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 21, before these battles are taking place, Moses writes this, Thou shalt not be affrighted at them. No one you go up against, any Canaanite, any Perizzite, Hivite, Jebusite, anyone that you go up against, no matter what kind of equipment they have, do not be affrighted at them, for the Lord thy God is among you, a mighty God and terrible. So, we know that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. So why? Why could Judah not drive out these people just because they had chariots of iron? What's the problem? And here's the problem. They were intimidated by the fact that whereas the mountain dwellers were on foot, you're not driving chariots in the mountains. They're on foot like they are. The valley dwellers had chariots like they did not have. They have something they don't. So in a sense, it wasn't that Judah could not drive out the inhabitants, but would not. Again, I made that statement at the very beginning, that as I read through the book of Judges, I can't help but parallel what takes place in this book with what Christians face with battles with sin in their life. And you know as well as I do, if there comes a point when you're just saying, I can't do it. And really, when you say, I can't do it, you're in the right place. Because it's true, you can't. You can't do it without God. And that's why we started off with, and the Lord was with Judah. Folks, you can have victory over anything in your Christian life, anything, if it's the right thing to do, and if God is with you, and you know that He is. Just because you have given in, succumbed to strong temptations in the past, and maybe you could name some of those temptations that were really, really struggles that all of us face. There's the chariots of disbelief. Have there been times in your life when you just, even as a Christian, you've believed in God for salvation, but now you don't believe some of His promises? Yeah, you struggle with disbelief. That's an iron chariot. What about the iron chariot of worry? That's one of the big things Christians struggle with, is worry. And to most Christians, that's an iron chariot. There's the iron chariot of addictions. The iron chariot of unfaithfulness. There's the iron chariot of laziness. And you continue to be intimidated by those and believe you can't drive them out, even with the realization that God is with you. The problem is not God. And the problem is not that God has somehow departed from you. The problem is that you have ceased living by faith and trusting Him. The chariots of iron were no doubt very intimidating, but they certainly did not make victory impossible. You see, before this, when you go back to the book of Joshua, in fact, why don't you just go back to Joshua chapter 17? There was a tribe that was once intimidated because of chariots of iron. Let's read about them in Joshua chapter 17. In Joshua 17 and verse 16. The children of Joseph said, "The hill is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron. Both they who are of Bethshean and her towns, and they who are of the valley of Jezreel." Now that's Joshua 17, 16. Jump down to the last part of verse 18, and I want you to note, "Thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they be strong." This is what took place before you get to the book of Judges. So the experience that they have had is that, you know what? Iron chariots aren't the issue. God will take care of the iron chariots. And after you get to the book of Judges, after chapter 1, you get into chapter 4, and there's one of the judges by the name of Barak, and he and Deborah face a terrifically intimidating, look at chapter 4 and verse 3 of Judges. "They cried unto the Lord, for Sisera had 900 chariots of iron. And 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel." Barak faced a terrifically intimidating 900 chariots of iron. But I want you to read what you read in verse 15. "And the Lord discomfited Sisera and all his chariots," all 900, "and all his host with the edge of the sword before Barak, so that Sisera lighted down off his chariot and fled away on his feet." I like what one of my seminary professors, Dr. Robert Bell, put. He put it this way: Judah faced opposition that was real and strong, but God stood ready to help with his infinite power, a potential capability upon which Judah failed to draw for victory. Judah simply failed to draw a upon God for the victory that God has already assured them. And the reason we give in is because we fail to draw upon God and cry out for his help. I like Psalm chapter 20 and verse 7, the way it puts it. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Amen. Quit trusting in the chariots. Quit trusting in the horses. Rely upon God himself. And consider this verse in Isaiah 31:1. Woe to them that trust in chariots, because they are many. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Folks, the problem is not chariots. The problem is who you're relying upon. You have power for victory over sin. The Lord was with Judah. Sometimes we lack the perseverance and cannot drive them out because we choose not to, because we give in to the flesh, and because we're not looking unto the Holy One of Israel and seeking the Lord. Listen, the iron chariot of disbelief, of worry, of addictions, the iron chariot, you name the iron chariot, that is no problem for God, for whom nothing shall be impossible. So, those intimidating chariots of iron, to God, he can just flick them. You and God make a majority. Lord, may we, as we live our Christian lives, go in your strength and in your power against these intimidating chariots of iron that we face today in our own lives, each one of us, our thoughts, our problems, our worries. Lord, may we put those back on you by casting our cares upon you, knowing that you care for us. So, Lord, may we have the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Brother Dave, come lead us in a closing song, please.